Good afternoon and welcome back to another Noonday Meditation, your oasis of hope. Today we're looking at the topic, Broken Promise. And our scripture of focus is Numbers 23 verse 19. God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Honest confession, I've broken promises before. Maybe you have too. Even when I've desired to keep my word, for one reason or another, I didn't or simply couldn't. Just 2 days ago, a friend invited me to have lunch with her. I told her that once I ran an errand, I would text her to confirm, and completely forgot. Despite desiring to spend time with her, my own fallibility, my forgetfulness, was the barrier to me fulfilling my promise to my friend. And not only have I dished out my share of broken promises, but I have been on the receiving end of them too. There has been times when I thought God was promising me something when he wasn't. Sometimes friends with the best intention can proclaim promises that God never did, like promising that if you are faithful, you will be given a spouse, or if you are good with children, it must mean you will have a child biologically, or if you put God first, then you will have a fabulous marriage with no challenging times. Sometimes we blame God for not fulfilling a promise he never said he would. Familiarizing ourselves with his word helps us to know what he intends to accomplish. The point of God's promises is not to indulge our desire for all our Christian wishes to come true, but it is to make us holy. We can take comfort in the character of God. This is what we know to be true. Yahweh is holy. He is not like us. He never forgets a promise he made. He is changeless and it is impossible for him to lie, and we know this through Hebrews 6 verse 18. When he makes a declaration or oath, he always completes it. He never says oops, and he never has to take back what he spoke, because his yes is yes and his no is no. As our key verse says, God is not a human being that he should change his mind. When we understand God's conditional and unconditional declarations, we better understand the verse that may seem to suggest God has changed. God doesn't change, but he does respond favorably to people who approach him humbly. If a person or people marked for judgment respond with repentance, God responds with mercy, because that is who he is. Returning mercy in the sight of humility is what he does. Therefore, does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? We know these are rhetorical questions because the answer is, of course not. God will never make a promise and not fulfill it. He will accomplish everything he said. He cannot lie because he is the truth. And the best news of all, friend, it is that all of God's promises find their fulfillment in Christ Jesus. He is the promise who was literally broken for us, to show that God simply cannot break any of his promises. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today and we just want to thank you for being the God that never goes back on his word, the God that says it and delivers on his promises, Almighty God. No matter how others may disappoint us, Almighty God, where others may break their word, we have a firm assurance that you are indeed the great promise keeper. And we just want to thank you for always being there with and for us. I pray that as we go throughout today, we may rest calm in this assurance. In your name I pray. Amen.